We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yesterday, the governor and Education Commissioner Miguel Cardona came out with their reopening plan. We wanted to get the reaction of the man in charge of the Connecticut Education Association, Jeff Leake. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
Good Friday morning to both of you. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for being with us. So the plan came out yesterday. I think Ray and I both thought it was a little shy on specifics. What was your
I hear the laugh.
What was your opinion, although I know the answer to that?
Yeah, you're being quite kind, I think. And all of the feedback I've gotten from our local presidents especially is like, yeah, this is not a plan, you know. And I think a couple of things are in play here. Number one, I certainly respect the commissioner and the governor, and I'm sure they put some thought into this and so forth. But as a person who spent over 40 years in the classroom, I'd say 100% of the students, 100% of the time, isn't a workable solution without anything else. If you promised, okay, we're going to double the teaching force so that we can split these classes in half and make sure that kids are not on top of each other, that clearly the schools will have the resources necessary, that may have been a plan that we could have taken a look at. But this one just doesn't do it for us.
Jeff, is basically the choice of what to do, I mean, in other words, how to address this issue, maybe adding more classrooms, as you mentioned, more teachers. There are all kinds of things they're working on. But, I mean, the point is that up to each individual school district, or is there going to be a statewide mandate of some sort?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, so as we understand what the plan says right now is, we want schools open with, you know, all kids and everyone in classrooms, as, you know, 100% of the time. come up with a plan and let us know what it is. So in some districts, they may be able to do that with some fidelity to, you know, safety and so forth. And in other districts, it won't get done. It can't get done. They do not have the resources. The other thing that we're very concerned about here is, kids coming back. We've already seen some districts worried about, you know, the economics and so forth, cut their budgets, et cetera, lay off teachers. We're concerned that the staff that's going to be there is not going to be enough to take care of kids, especially in the area of social-emotional learning. Kids have been traumatized over the past couple of months. Some of them have received almost no real instruction. We're going to need more help, not less help. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that we aren't concerned about the fact that we need to meet kids in person. We get it. But 100% all the time, no. I think we could have looked at an A-B schedule, half the kids coming in this day, half the kids another day, and the ability to have much smaller classes with clear social distancing. You know, even the bus rides in, I think, are going to be traumatic for some parents and some teachers, because putting 60, 70 kids on a bus and hoping they're going to be wearing their masks all the time and so forth, just isn't an outline for safety and good practice, we don't think.
How much input did your organization have? Did the governor contact you at all?
Yes, I actually had a conversation with the governor last week, I think. And let me just say, although I had that conversation, clearly I wasn't saying, yes, I think we could do this the way that came out yesterday. Our executive director, Don Williams, was on the subcommittee of the task force that was looking at this. To my knowledge, I don't think the task force ever said, this is the plan that we can all get behind. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. And I know the governor has other concerns beyond just school kids and stuff like that. But the bottom line is we need more resources. We need more of an idea of how this might work. And we'll be happy to work on that. We still got 2 months. Let's see if we can get this right, rather than just say, hey, this is what we're going to do and hope things go right.
Jeff Leakey's with us, president of the Connecticut Education Association. You know, if you think about this, you mentioned that kind of even odd deal where maybe you'd go 2 days out of the week, and there are a number of states that are playing with this. 2 days, 1 week, and then 3 days it'll be at home learning or stuff like that. I know we talked to you, I think the last time we did, wasn't it about how your members are reacting to this, you know, teach at home thing?
Yes. Again, our members are concerned about equitable resources for the ability to do home learning, and the technology and the bandwidth and all that stuff. They're concerned about that, and we think that we ought to be spending a whole bunch more time working on making sure that is happening, because for all practical purposes, we are pretty sure, given everything that we've been told, that even if we do open schools in whatever fashion in September, we're probably going to have to look at a closing sometime during the fall if things start ramping up again. And all I can say is, let's look around the country. What's happening in those places that have been a little loosey-goosey about this? It's spiking all over again. Every single large event situation, sports, amusements, et cetera, there is no place where 100% of the folks are coming back 100% of the time. And why we would do this in schools is just doesn't make sense to us.
Have you heard from your constituents, from your teachers, that they are concerned and they may not be ready to come back, that they may take a leave for a semester?
Yes. Clearly, there are health issues, and again, I heard both the governor and the commissioner talking about, you know, we're going to try to make accommodations, but how's that going to work when you expect or are thinking 100% of the kids back 100% of the time? Clearly, we are concerned about that. Our seminars on retirement have been oversubscribed over the past couple of months. We've done them virtually, and that, of course, presents its own problems now. You won't have that veteran teacher there ready to kind of make the quick changes and change instruction and so forth that come more naturally to those that are in the classroom for a while than those that will be right out of school, for example.
Jeff, you know, and this is a judgment call on your part, but also the part of your members. I mean, if you look back, would you have shut schools down? Seems like getting them back up, it's like starting all over again in a way.
Yeah, I given what's happened in other places, I think shutting schools down was the right answer. Some districts were much more prepared for that than others. But for the safety of students, parents, and teachers, I think that was the right decision. And what I hope that we can do here is get ready for what will probably be another shutdown. Let's spend time making sure that we can do some form of in-person distance learning that allows us to do the social distancing, but also use the students' time at home to the best of our ability.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but do you think this is ironclad? Do you think there's a way that if enough people indicate their displeasure, that this won't be the plan moving forward?
I don't know that for a fact. I hope so. The feedback I'm getting from all of my leaders in CEA is that we want to try to make this work, but this doesn't seem to be the way to make it work. So we'll be glad to have continuing discussions with others and try to make sure that we do this a way that, again, highlights safety and health and make sure that we don't end up where other places are right now in terms of expanding problems with this virus.
Jeff, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck. I am positive we will talk to you before school begins.
Oh, I'll bet you.
Thank
you'll
you.
Be a regular.
Thank you very much, and you know, have a good one. And at least we got the golf tournament to kind of
exactly. Let's throw ourselves in
there. You go.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 7:29. Well, he doesn't sound too happy. We'll get the commissioner's take.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.